98.7 K-Love, Blake Powers here with you. Tis the season of giving, and when it comes to giving, it's good to look local and find an organization worth giving to, an organization that's actually reaching out to the community. And an organization that does that is a food bank. And specifically, who am I talking with today?
My name is Anna Kurian, and I'm the Director of Communications for the North Texas Food Bank.
The North Texas Food Bank! Yay! Happy holidays. How are you?
Good. That was quite the intro. Thank you.
Let's get right down to it. I know you've got a busy list of chores this year. Let's do a little background for someone who might not be familiar with the North Texas Food Bank.
Well, I'm so glad that you asked for that background because, yes, a lot of people might not understand exactly what we do. And what our main mission is to provide healthy food for people here in North Texas. We serve 13 counties. And the way that we do that is by partnering with local agencies. So we stock the shelves of your favorite nonprofits so that they have the healthy food that they need to provide to their clients.
What's happening right now in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? How is the lack of food affecting our community?
A lot of people are actually very surprised to find out that hunger is even an issue. I mean, some people only associate hunger with third world countries, and some people only figure that hunger is an issue that's associated with homelessness. But actually, right here in North Texas, there are more than 800,000 people that are what we call food insecure. And what that means is that they don't have access to healthy foods on a regular basis. And so what we work to do is provide those healthy food items, because if you think about it, can you imagine a small child, you know, being exposed to hunger during their formative years when they're supposed to be learning, thriving, and growing, but hunger is prohibiting that. And in fact, one out of every four kids in our region is facing this issue.
Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, what kind of stats are we looking at when it comes to people who are not getting the proper nutrition?
We see that there's more than 800,000, so that's about one in six. And what people ask is, how is it that North Texas, which is so prosperous, you know, everywhere you look, you'll see a building crane and there's a housing boom. How can this be happening? And I always say that the issue is complicated, because if you think about it, imagine being a recent graduate and you have debts coming out of school, but the starting salary is pretty much the same and at where it was maybe 10 years ago, but the cost of living sure has gone up. So what we see is a simple math issue. Our clients have jobs, more than one, but they're unemployed. They're not working enough hours to be able, and not making enough funds to make ends meet as the cost of living continues to increase.
I am shocked with you saying one in six in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is not getting proper nutrition.
That's right. They don't have access. It is a lot, and it's an epidemic. And the way we classify it is, it's a hunger crisis. And if we don't address it now, it'll have big implications for our future prosperity. I mean, we think about, you know, the Dallas region, North Texas, is a thriving, bustling area. But, you know, 20 years down the road, when these children that are facing this issue are our future leaders. And if we're not nourishing them properly, it's this whole subset of people that will have these issues, because you face hunger when you're a kid and the issues and problems will follow you into adulthood.
I am a new parent. I've only been married for a couple years. I went from zero kids to four, and it's a lot to learn, you know. But when it comes to a child's nutrition, that's something I've had to learn a lot about. And sure, the school programs do their best, but obviously they can't handle everything.
You hit the nail on the head. You know, at school, the child is receiving healthy foods, is meeting those nutritional guidelines. But what about the weekend, right? What about those moments when maybe mom and dad aren't available to cook those healthy meals, or they don't have the funds to do so? It's not uncommon for us to hear stories about clients making those hard choices. You know, for a senior, it might be, do I pay for this critical medicine that I need, or do I buy healthy food? Or for a parent, it's, you know, do I buy this bag of apples, or do I stop by, get some inexpensive and often unhealthy food to share with my family so that we have something to eat? And so it's not uncommon to see people that are food insecure with obesity issues, with diabetes, hypertension, you name it. And if we're really being honest, these issues are expensive to treat. And so it's this never-ending cycle of, I don't have enough money to feed my family nutritious foods, and now I have these health issues that are also expensive, draining my wallet as well.
The North Texas Food Bank, you can make money go so much further than the average shopper can.
Definitely. I mean, we're very proud of the fact that when you donate $1 to the North Texas Food Bank, you're providing access to three healthy meals.
Three meals for a dollar?
That's right. And so, and 94% of every dollar goes directly into that mission. And one of the ways that we're able to do that is thanks to the donation of bulk food items from our retail partners, which we're very thankful for all of their gifts. And also our purchasing power, right? It's not like, you know, the average shopper, when you're buying your groceries, you're not buying it in bulk the way that we would be. And so these mass volumes do afford us the luxury of being able to stretch our dollars even further. And let's face it, we know that we need to be able to do that because the need is there. I mentioned the 800,000 people that are hungry in our area. And we know that when folks are hungry, there's no way that a child can learn. There's no way that a working adult can thrive and function in their job if they're just facing these other issues. So it's really important to address.
At this point, someone is asking themselves, what can I do during the holiday season to make a difference in the lives of people in North Texas? And maybe I can make a donation. How does that work with the North Texas Food Bank?
You hit the nail on the head that people definitely want to do that during the holidays. And I just want to note, while we're talking about it, that hunger is a year-round issue. You know, it's not like people get more hungry during this season. It's a problem that happens year-round. And thankfully, people are so giving during this time that we are able to use the funds that we receive now and stretch them throughout the year to meet the need. And so making a donation is really easy. And I mentioned effective, you know, that $1 creates three meals. And you can do that a variety of ways. My favorite is just by going online and making that gift. And know that when you do that, you are going to put food on the table. And what I always say, personally, is that food is the best medicine. And when you donate to the food bank, we're providing that healthy food that will help people thrive.
What is that website someone can go to make a donation, whether it's for the holiday season or the first quarter or year-round?
It's always ntfb.org/donate. Make your tax-deductible gifts there before the end of the year. And what's really exciting about the holidays is we often have donors that look to make a match. And so thanks to the Beaumont Foundation and another partner, we're able to say that $1 will provide access to six meals because we have a holiday match happening right now, the Salmon Foundation and Beaumont. And they are able to stretch those meals from 1 equals 3, 1 equals 6 because of this $200,000 match that we have going on during the holidays. And, you know, we talked about the website being a great place to donate, but there's also a ton of community events happening during these winter months of people wanting to get involved. You know, if you and your family are going to get tickets to go see A Christmas Carol with the Dallas Theater Center, Tiny Tim and Scrooge will be collecting donations for the food bank after every show. And so that's a great, it's awesome. You see the show that has this wonderful message, and then you're able to make a difference for kids that are just like Tiny Tim. Or our partners at Whole Foods are collecting donations at the register. The same thing with Creightonville. If you go see Santa at the Plaza at Preston Center, they're collecting donations for us. So there's a lot of grassroots events happening across North Texas that'll benefit the food bank, and that'll really go a long way to help us and our mission.
Sometimes whenever we talk about the need, people will call and they'll ask, oh Blake, can I bring food to the North Texas Food Bank?
We'll readily accept food donations and assistance for people that want to give whatever way they can. And by the way, it's, you know, donating food, donating healthy food, especially peanut butter, canned food, low sodium, canned protein. But definitely one of the most effective ways for us is donating those funds, because then we can say, you know, we know that we have a ton of canned green beans and a ton of corn, so we don't necessarily need those kind of items to come in, and we can decide what items are most needed and allocate the funds in that way. So it is a very efficient way to do that.
What's a phone number someone can call for more information about the North Texas Food Bank?
314-330-1396. So you can give us a call, you know, talk to us about the need and let us know how you'd like to give, because we really do appreciate it to make a difference. And so together we can end the hunger crisis. And we're so thankful for people that want to give back with us.
Anna, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. Anna, with the North Texas Food Bank, whether it's the holiday season or year-round, the need for nutritional meals for people across North Texas is a constant 365 days out of the year.
Thank you so much.